Listening comprehension. Listen to the dialogue between David and Mary and then do the following tasks. There are several idiomatic expressions that David and Mary are using in their dialogue. Here are some other situations where these expressions could be used. Please finish the following sentences with these idiomatic expressions. Mind, these sentences are not from the dialogue between David and Mary. You may need to change some pronouns and the grammatical form of verbs. You will hear the text twice. Now you have 1 minute to read the tasks. Now we're ready to start.
David, I can't believe that we're finally in Moscow and at Poklonnaya Gora. We've been planning this trip for so long, and here we are at last.
I know. Are you sure, though, Mary, that we did the right thing by coming here on our own without a tour guide?
Oh, yes, absolutely sure. The tour guide would just tell us something that they always do, the generic tour they give everyone every day. It's the last thing we need. We need something special. We want to research on our own all the places that were mentioned in Tolstoy's War and Peace. Haven't we dreamed of exactly that all these years?
Of course. I'm also sure that no tour guide could be patient enough with us. Do you remember how impatient our tour guide in London became when we wanted to see all the places mentioned in Dickens's Oliver Twist?
Impatient? Just impatient? Are you kidding? He was so rude. I think it was a good lesson for us.
Oh, yes. So where shall we begin? Right here, where people believe Napoleon was waiting for the keys from Moscow? I hope he wasn't holding his breath.
Yes, and then we will go to the little hut where Kutuzov was making decisions together with his generals. It's part of Borodinskaya Panorama Museum now.
And then I suggest we walk all the way to Arbat, just like Napoleon's army did, and find all the places that Pierre Bezukhov was strolling around when the fire of Moscow began.
Sounds like a plan.
Off we go, then.
Now you have 1 minute to fulfill the tasks. Now listen again.
David, I can't believe that we're finally in Moscow and at Poklonnaya Gora. We've been planning this trip for so long, and here we are at last.
I know. Are you sure, though, Mary, that we did the right thing by coming here on our own without a tour guide?
Oh, yes, absolutely sure. The tour guide would just tell us something that they always do, the generic tour they give everyone every day. It's the last thing we need. We need something special. We want to research on our own all the places that were mentioned in Tolstoy's War and Peace. Haven't we dreamed of exactly that all these years?
Of course. I'm also sure that no tour guide could be patient enough with us. Do you remember how impatient our tour guide in London became when we wanted to see all the places mentioned in Dickens's Oliver Twist?
Impatient? Just impatient? Are you kidding? He was so rude. I think it was a good lesson for us.
Oh, yes. So where shall we begin? Right here, where people believe Napoleon was waiting for the keys from Moscow? I hope he wasn't holding his breath.
Yes, and then we will go to the little hut where Kutuzov was making decisions together with his generals. It's part of Borodinskaya Panorama Museum now.
And then I suggest we walk all the way to Arbat, just like Napoleon's army did, and find all the places that Pierre Bezukhov was strolling around when the fire of Moscow began.
Sounds like a plan.
Off we go then.
Now you have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part.